now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
All right, you are tuned into another episode of In the Den, the Dominant Convo, a platform for all walks of life to learn the perspective of the dominant lesbian in regards to all topics, sex, love, life, relationships, religion, everything under the sun. We bringing it to you from our perspective. So I am your host, Pat. I have Lucky and Heather with me again this week, our definite amazing co-host. In honor of Women's History Month this week, we're going to kick it off with paying homage to Gladys Bentley, a blues singer from the Harlem Renaissance. Gladys was someone who, back in the 30s, wore tuxedos when she performed, full-on tuxedos, a dominant presenting lesbian.
A real old school OG.
Yeah, one of the real live historical OGs. Wore tux when she performed, and as the article said, that she would basically like sing and serenade women in the audience, mm-hmm. defying all the odds of that day and time. And that she had her chorus was made up of a whole bunch of drag queens and gay men.
And this was when? The 20s?
The Harlem Renaissance. So, what you say, late 20s, early 30s, yeah, around that time.
They probably had no idea what to do with her.
Yeah, so, and if you ever get, I'll say her name again, Gladys Bentley. If you look at her picture, she looked like a couple of these lesbians, these dominant women I know today. I mean, she looked just like my great-great-great-grandmother down the line.
She set the tone.
She set the tone for us. So, I thought that it was...
Yo, for the flea market.
Here you go.
This is just a thought off the top of my head, right? So, I refer to, like, sometimes I call older doms, like, the flea market doms.
Oh, wow.
No, like, so you know, like, when you go to the flea market, you got the matching button up with the matching shorts with the matching visor and the matching shoes.
And they be like this, I'm going to kill them with this one.
I'm going to kill them with this one.
And then, when they get dressed and shit.
And then them fake Versace.
that's definitely them. Definitely them. Or when they start wearing cowboy boots, that's definitely them.
Who wore cowboy boots?
I'm telling you, the older you get, you'll see the older.
I'm about to have a whole attitude.
They wear cowboy boots. Ahead.
When your birthday, Lucky?
I definitely just brought some cowboy boots.
I would not mind wearing cowboy boots. I'm gonna style with them. I'm not wearing them with no flare leg.
You be
I'm not
wearing them Martins, whatever you call them.
I wear everything, but I'm not wearing them with no flare legs. But anyways, I thought
a flare leg.
The wide jeans with cowboy boots. Like y'all gotta see
you
it.
Don't wear wide jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought it would be great to pay honor to. You know, great women in our lives, our personal lives. So I would start off by saying I just want to shout out and just give so much respect to both my mothers, Vivian and Zelinda. You know, may they both rest in peace. But they were very much so historical figures in everything that I do each and every day. I take a breath on this earth. So I'm going to let them too.
Heather. I would have to say that, honestly, in the professional world, I commend any woman who has a seat at the table among the men, because
exactly.
it's you don't know what it took for them to get there and what they have to do to stay there.
Exactly.
I mean, I work in a hospital and I see it often. It's all men, and then it's just like one token woman.
Yep.
But she's a bitch. But yeah. She has to be.
Yeah.
You
definitely.
Know, she has to be that.
Yeah.
Like cutthroat, and men don't take women seriously.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, any woman on this earth who is doing what she has to do. Do what you got to do to get there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that my whole push for going into like college was because my godmother told me one time, she was an FBI agent, and she was saying that she was at one point in time, she was the only, not only woman, but black woman to have a college degree, late 80s, early 90s, working for the FBI, because it wasn't a requirement. And she said one time she was at a meeting and someone asked, you know, as things were starting to transition, well, how many of you have your college degree? And she was the only one at the table. And I always remember that story, and it was told to me when I was like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember that. So I knew I had to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely big ups to moms, and like you said, to any woman that has a seat at the table. And my favorite saying now is that I don't want a piece of the pie, I want the recipe.
Hey, so, I like that.
Shout out to all the single moms out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I want to give my mom a shout out, because I recently told her that she's like a Jane of all trades. My mother is the person that you call if you want to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Anything from just like anything. Like, right. My mother's that person. I was like, you should get a business card and just put your name on it and a phone number.
That's right. That's right.
Strong Black woman, you know? Yeah,
that's it. And so, like you said, all the single moms out
there. Yeah, absolutely. To all the single moms out there, you know, that's a hard thing to do, to raise kids. You know, so that's a shout out to all of them, to my grandmother, my moms, and my godmommy. She rest in peace.
Yeah, that's what's up. So definitely, if you haven't celebrated or acknowledged someone, please take a second out your day to acknowledge someone who's played an important role in your life, or just someone throughout history, because we definitely are amazing creatures on this earth. So I'm definitely appreciative that I am a woman. So you all out there in this ignorant ass world who think that just because we dress like men, we wanna be men.
Oh, wow.
We definitely do not.
And speaking of this world, tonight we are going to talk about double standards.
Yes, the double standard. But before we get into that and that segue, I think that I need to spotlight and acknowledge one woman who definitely has defied the double standard this year, or last year alone. Her former name is Niecy Nash, you know, celebrated actress and comedian. She did some shit that no woman I know of, known in the world, you know, in celebrityism, I guess that's the word, has done, is that she, last year, divorced a nigga in March and then married a woman in August. And this is now her third marriage. And so I thought that, you know, it's important to highlight that because, one, you know, it's always the double standard that men can do and marry and have sex with multiple partners, and it's not frowned upon other than with other women, but it's not frowned upon. It's not something acknowledged in Hollywood or anything like that. Some people, you know, they even have a fucking limit on it, how many people you can marry at some point in time, because people were doing it so often, and that goes way back to the damn sharecropper's time and all of that stuff. But for a woman in this century to do that publicly and don't give a fuck. And her statement, what she made about her wedding, was that this is not my coming out. This is me coming to who I am. And that shit made so much sense, because it's just like me and Heather talked about earlier, is that we see so many people who stick with the relationship with a man for years, and then once their children grow up and get out the house and stuff like that, then they come into who they are, and that's when you'll see them divorce their husbands, or shit, sometimes a husband dies, something like that.
But I also feel like it's a change of the times.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like things are definitely different. I just remember being in middle school, and you know, you had your little tomboy boys back in the day, and the girls really was like, ew, and then the boys didn't know what to do with them. So it's kind of like you by yourself. But nowadays, my little cousins, 12, 13 years old, best friends with a little tomboy, but it's cool. They're like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's her.
Yeah, and they're embracing it, and it's just like, you know, that's how it was. That's why my parents, like you said, like the tomboy was a tomboy. So it was just like they didn't care about, they always suspected I would be gay and shit. So it's just like, it's more acceptable now and day, but for someone like her that's such in the spotlight to make that transition, I know that she has empowered so many other women who have been married. She was married to a pastor. I didn't even know that for so many years, and have three children from that. So to go from being married to a pastor to now being married to a woman, that's one hell of a transition. And I can only imagine, you know, what it took in her side of her to be able to be comfortable with making that transition.
So, and she's definitely been, she's a relevant person in the acting world. She started out with a clean house and funny as shit on Reno 911.
Yeah, all the way to her new joints with the Claws, I think it is.
Yeah.
I just think that women nowadays are different. You know, back then, women, you get married, you don't leave your husband. You stay, you make sure that your kids, you know, grow up, have
take
money,
care
take care of the house. And then once your kids is grown, then you're released to be whoever it is that you decide to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the same token, I just say, you got a lot of people who do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think of that lady name. What's the girl name that Ellen married? Did the same thing?
The Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
See? And it's just like, because that's how we were taught to be nurturers and stuff, and not, and put our children and the husband feelings and needs before our own. And it's just like, that's that double standard has been embedded in us for so long, to as though the children can move on and be free. The husband has always been known to be free and do whatever the hell he wanted to do, whether it was mistress, other children, explore. And it's just like, the wife is just to be stuck home, barefoot, pregnant type of thing. And that has, you know, it has evolved up until now. But it's just like the wife or the woman was always supposed to, you know, ignore what she really wanted and not pursue those things because she was supposed to take care of the family. So I'm thankful that, you know, people have paved the way for me to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do nowadays.
Definitely, definitely. So, and
I just think times have changed. I mean,
they have changed.
I mean, honestly, for where I stand at, you know, I told y'all the last episode we had the conversation of Western, the way Western works is different than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because anywhere else you go, a man can have more than one wife.
Definitely.
As long as he can support him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of times, women, you stay with a dude, sometimes it's for survival. It's not really out of love.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I'm saying, you know, the times and the women, you know, that we paying respect to and spotlighting throughout this Women's History Month, it's making those things happen because it's just like we do have a seat at the table now. So women feel more comfortable to get out here and be independent and do what the fuck they got to do to make it on their own. And they don't need that man or that other support person, shall I say. So
I know one more thing. I know many moons ago I had a conversation with an older lady who was dating women now, but she had a couple kids and she was married twice to two different men. Mm-hmm. But now she's dating women and she's a more dominant woman. And her thing is, I had to live for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got married. That's what my family wanted me to do. I had kids. That's what you were supposed to do. I raised them with my husband. That's what I did. And now it's like, I got to live for me. Her kids were grown. They were gone. Her husband was doing his thing.
Right.
Well, ex-husband. So now she's living her truth.
I forgot Tyrese's mom on Baby Boy. The famous quote is, Mama got to have a life too.
Mama got to have a life
Mama
too.
Mama got to have a life too, you know. And that's some real shit.
And that's the kind of mentality I take too with my life. It's like, a lot of my life I have done what I was supposed to do, but it wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do.
Exactly.
And I have to live with me. I have to live by myself because at night I lay my head on my pillow by myself and I wake up in the morning by myself. So it's like I can't be living my life for other people. I got to do it for me.
She wasn't saying that when I said, Heather, you gay.
Because you need to mind your damn business. Anyway, we're gonna jump into the...
Take them to bullshit. Now we got the serious shit out the way. Got the serious shit out the
it
way
was coming.
Now.
I was waiting for it.
The fuck shit about this stuff.
I was waiting for it.
I got some shit to say today. I'm just letting you all know.
Well, we're going to kick off with this
definition. Give it to us.
The topic of the night is double standards. And one of the definitions that I found, the one that made the most sense that was the most cut and dry was a rule or principle which is unfairly applied in different ways to different people or groups.
Unfairly.
So tonight we are going to be talking about how rules are unfairly applied to the masculine presenting dominant woman.
So I just want to go ahead and get this out the way because I'm only going to give you whores a few seconds of my time. And I don't want to call them whores, but it really bothers me.
She just called us whores.
No, not you whores. No, not you whores.
Everybody pay attention. Okay.
But it goes into, just before I get to the topic, they have to think I'm going to because I'm going to just wait on that one. It's to go to straight women in the public restroom. And I have to bring this up.
Was talking about this. She was like, I have something,
on my heart.
And I need to get it
because I watched a damn TikTok earlier. And it just, oh my gosh, it resonated with me so deeply because as women.
What
as,
TikTok?
Are we in,
people, let us know what TikTok you're talking about.
I don't know.
What happened to TikTok?
I'm about to tell you. It was, I don't know. I'll have to show you later. But shout out to Stud Meets, that thing you sent me earlier.
Oh, Stud Meets World.
Stud Meets World. Shout out to them. I'm definitely trying to get plugged in with them.
Oh, that's
because
they
had hella TikToks on there about like the shit that studs go through. So check them out. But
that's
anyways,
the page I follow on Instagram. It's mad funny.
Mad funny, but
and
it's real
true.
Shit. It's so real. Like, it really is.
All right, go to it.
So basically, the TikTok is saying like, you know how straight women, when you go in the bathroom, the one girl said, and this has happened to me several times, a woman will walk, we're in the bathroom. A woman will walk in the bathroom and walk back out and go look at the sign and make sure she in the right bathroom. Like, bitch, you don't see these big ass breasts right here? You don't see these big ass titties?
I see them.
You know what? This is the gay shit I be talking about. God damn it.
I've never had that problem, but I do. See.
Cutting out. John? Hello?
What did you say?
I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm back. Something happened. So anyways, so this, it's like a major problem for me, because how do we celebrate Women's History Month without having, with still going through shit like that, when you can't walk into a fucking bathroom without a woman making you feel uncomfortable? And this is where I say that the woman is the most unprotected species here on this earth, because not only do we fight racism, not only do we fight sexism, not only do we fight against the black men or men in general, but then we gotta fight and be torn down by our own motherfucking sisters. And that shit burns me up.
We about to argue.
And that shit goes into, it's proven. You don't have to argue.
We ain't ready to argue.
I'm here for it.
This shit
proven. I want y'all to know that y'all getting ready to see.
That shit is proven.
Patrice and Lucky have an argument.
That shit is proven. I don't care what
you
say.
Would you rather them not look at you? If you are, listen, you are male presenting. You look like
masculine. Presenting.
Okay, whatever. You look like a guy. So if I come in the bed, if a girl come in the bathroom and she's checking to make sure you ain't a dude, what's the problem? As long as she ain't saying nothing to you.
Listen. My whole thing is that you can do it within a way to still, you check in, but at the same time, like I said, everybody see, I got these big ass titties on my chest. I'm so sorry.
This is the thing.
I don't give a damn. And then most of the time, my shorts are tight. And unless I got on a big ass oversized fucking coat, you going to see these big ass titties. So I'm not trying to hear that. I ain't trying to hear it.
If you, you remember what happened at my wedding, though.
Yeah.
So
I had on a suit jacket.
Yeah, that's true.
I had on a suit jacket at her wedding. So it's just like, my thing is that I get what you're saying, like, about the safety of it and all. I get that.
Yeah, I mean,
but at the same time, it's just that, yo, it's just not just then. It's women who just, because they just don't believe in that, or we make them feel uncomfortable in their sexuality, that they feel like that they come at us differently or make us feel unwanted. And I've seen it. But I guess
because I got an attitude problem. That really don't bother me.
Nah.
And then on top of that, like, you know, I'm going to shut up, because the last time I made this statement, everybody hated me.
Go ahead.
It's got to be a TV.
The transgenders in the bathrooms, bro. I'm different. Call it what you want.
No,
I'll touch it. I don't care about touching controversial situations.
No, I'm good with it, because
I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is really simple. It has nothing to do with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you're opening the doorway for a pedophile to say, hey, I am transgender, and you are discriminating against me. It is not fair to me or my daughters. And it's not fair to people who actually live their life transgender.
If y'all see
the people who actually want, they can actually, but maybe not.
Turn around, face to camera.
It's not fair because listen, I've seen it happen. I've seen a guy come in with a wig on and say,
"Oh no, I'm
you good?"
Yeah, I'm good.
I've seen a guy come in with a wig on and go to the bathroom and tell me that I couldn't deny him the right to go into the girls' room because he identifies as a woman.
Did he have to pee?
He you ready?
Please look at you ready? This face.
You ready?
Please, yeah. Jesus.
He was on a pedophile list.
Please, Jesus.
We opening the door. That's a door opening. I mean, we can argue about it. It's fine with me.
I'm not here to argue. I like to have a discussion.
Okay, let's go.
And then I'm not trying. Listen, all I'm saying is,
don't look at me like
I'm here for it. Then, well, let's go. All right. So my thing is, it's like, yeah, there's always going to be someone, there's always going to be an opportunist. There's always going to be someone somewhere thinking about, how can I take advantage of this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. We just have to be mindful, but we can't sit here and say, oh, I have a problem with the transgenders. You have a problem with pedophiles.
No, I didn't. That's what I just said. I said it's not fair to people who actually live their life transgender, or people who have kids.
I thought somebody was about to get shot.
I'm not
y'all.
Saying it like
shit got real.
Like
real.
I have problems with. No, I love all my. I told you I got transgender kids. What I'm saying to you is, it's sickening that that's what happens. But when we do certain things, it opens the door for these sick individuals, and we have to be mindful of it. The same way, if Target can say, hey, we'll make family bathrooms, then why can't everybody else?
I mean, everybody doesn't have budget. They have it in the
are we really going to talk about corporate America not having money
for
bathrooms?
Because we're small, but at the same time,
I'm not talking about
business.
Your little mom and pop store. Like, if you let your kid go to the bathroom and mom and pop store by themselves, I hate to say this, but that's what you get. Like, but if I'm talking about we in Target or Walmart or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all been in there where you get the Amber Alerts and things and happen.
Yeah.
Because people don't watch their kids, but when we open up certain doors, we have to be mindful of what we're opening it up to. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion. And that, because it goes back and forth, because it goes into like how I feel. Like when I walk in the bathroom and a woman, she's not being like inconspicuous. She's like dead on, like giving me the face, like making me feel like unwanted. And it's just like, what you want me pull my shirt up or pull my pants down?
You know the difference between somebody being smart and somebody being safe.
Oh, you know, hold on, time out, sidebar. For Lent, because this is the month, that I'm trying to refrain from calling women the word bitch, even though I don't mean it in a derogatory or disrespectful manner.
I think you already did that like
I just
three
did
times.
It just once. I just called myself that one time. So I'm really trying hard today. Hold me accountable. I love accountability partners. Hold me accountable.
I'm not going to hold you accountable.
I'm trying.
I will slap your ass every time you say it.
No, never mind. I ain't saying shit else.
Listen, that'll stop real anyways, fast.
It gets really gay in here.
No. Them two get really gay.
She's been hitting on your butt. She ain't.
But back to that. Like, you did make a valid point, and it's just like, because we do have to be mindful, like Heather said, in all environments. And it's just like, it's sad this to say that, like, yo, is someone always trying to be an opportunist and make something positive, negative, and stuff like that. But I just really want to hold our heterosexual women accountable for a second. And it's just like, yo, I know that some of us look more dominant than others. I'm very much so aware of that. But at the same time, understand that, like, how often do you really walk into a bathroom and there's a man in the bathroom? Maybe at a bar, I've seen it happen because I did security.
Well, shit, I walk in a bathroom if the line's long.
Well, to a man's bathroom, right?
Hell yeah, because it's never in the line.
Right? It's never a line.
I made a mistake and walked into the men's room.
Yeah, shit, I'm going in there. I go in the men's dressing room. We're going to talk about that, too, in a
what?
Second.
Pull my hat.
That ain't pulling shit down. Well, I'm just saying, ladies, to all my straight women out there, you know, this just really empower us and have respect for us all, just like I'm going to have respect for y'all, because there's some things that I don't think that y'all should do, but at the same time, it's the fact that, like, yo, your business is your business, and if it is someone out there that is really, you know, masculine presenting, and you don't feel safe, and I don't know how I can say safe, because just because they're masculine presenting, anyways.
Why you say the word safe?
That's what I'm saying, because maybe they think it's a man.
You know the difference between somebody being an asshole and somebody who's just making sure they're not in the men's room, they're being safe. That I didn't just walk into the men's room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a hard distinction for some women, because it's just like, they don't know. Some women, they might, I know the doms that have the short haircuts, they real skinny, they don't have breasts and stuff like that. It can be hard to distinguish what they are, but at the same time, you know, have respect.
You got fat boys with titties.
That's true, too.
Okay.
So, it's just, that's my whole point. That's my whole point. It's just like, yo, you got to have an open mind nowadays, because it could be a transgender in there. It could be anybody. As long as they aren't causing any harm to you, don't frown your face up. Don't walk back out that bathroom. Check the fucking sign and show your true ignorance. You
and
know?
If you got a problem with it, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Right. Take your ass in
there. Just go in there with your business.
Do your business.
Most importantly, go in there with your kids.
That's how it had to be when I was growing up. My mom would go in there with me, and if I was with my dad, his ass was standing as close to that motherfucking door and let every bitch bore me. See? God
that's
damn
a whole
it.
Podcast,
every woman
bro.
Walk in there, let them know I was in there. But, respect is respect.
So something we also talked about earlier today was...
Notice how they talk and they don't say nothing to me.
Because you straight said...
Nah, y'all be trying to give out homework, bro. Come on, with your double standard.
What me and Therese talked about today was... dressing rooms and being out. One of the things that I was talking to her about and I was thinking about was when did I start dressing in the masculine presenting way? I remember I was in Old Navy and I didn't know what size men's clothes I wore. So I called my grandmother and I was like, hey, I see these cargo shorts on the men's side. They don't have them on the women's side. So what size do you think I wear? She was like, oh, you should try 36. That's what I did for a long time because I just didn't want people looking at me on the men's side buying men's clothing. And
so confusing.
I'm
with you.
Some of the woes we go through. I mean, some of the struggles. And I was telling one of my friends about that, straight friend. And she was like, wow, Heather, I never thought that was an issue. I never thought about that being an issue.
That was an issue for you?
No.
Me neither.
No, because I've been, like I said, tomboy from day one. So I knew that when I was little, I wore boys' clothes back then.
Was it an issue or was it just uncomfortable?
My personal anxiety.
Okay.
That's what it was. It was my issue, and it was my personal anxiety about like being judged by other people.
And see, mine is that I feel more uncomfortable buying tampons and buying like feminine stuff sometimes.
So you're like a whole boy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I feel more. Ew, when I, you could call my best friend right now, and she would tell you. I used to send her into the store. The more dominant I became, I used to send her into the store to get my pads, my tampons, everything, because I did not feel comfortable.
Weird. I guess because even though I'm versatile, whatever they call it now, no label.
You would touch me a lot. That's what you say.
I am a touch me a lot. I am not a touch me not. I don't know what that is. I know what it is, but I don't understand. Listen. I never had that issue. I could walk in the store and buy tampons, pads, didn't matter. And I could go in the Old Navy and be like, hey, yo, I need to get some jeans. What size? Right.
It's all about where you're from, what you've been exposed to, and your comfort level.
I guess because I had got denied so much of being who I was, that at some point you get this rebellious. I don't give a fuck mentality. Yeah. And you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And I feel like that, and then to go back to like the clothing room stuff, I mean the dressing room stuff is just like, yo, I go into the fucking dressing room, and I feel like K&G's, that's my...
I gotta ask this question.
Go ahead.
So when you guys transition into, and I know it's different because, you know, she late bloomer, you know, you came along when you came along, and I've been gay every day. Lord. The question is... How did your dress transition? Like, did you just automatically one day was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this? Or did you go tight pants?
We talked about this too. Okay. My thing, it started with t-shirts. It really started with them fucking baby doll t-shirts.
So you did the sleeve and tight pants?
I just remember the damn baby doll t-shirt was all the way up here. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, like, all right, let me just try this. So I started with like my brother's t-shirts, his little too small white t-shirts. Yeah. I'm like, okay, these sleeves are better. It started with the sleeves. Wow. And then it was like, I don't want these fucking, why am I, no.
I promise you, it's always tight pants, loose shirt first. That's how it always starts. Let's see, she's fine.
For me, it was just like, I was always tomboyish, so I always wore boy clothes up until, I'm telling you, I hit this little girly mark around like 13, like 16-ish, and it was just like, I wanted to be like my sister. So you'll see pictures with full-on heels on.
I saw you in a dress one time.
You'll see the dress, you'll see the everything. I was never into makeup, so, and I've only had one weave, and that was for prom. But, you'll see those pictures. I went through, like, this stage in my life, and it's just like, after that, I think I was back to just, like you said, a fresh pack of Hanes white t-shirts and tight jeans for me. Like, after, like, in high school. But it's just like, you know, but I'm just saying, like, that double standard is that, you know, you can be versatile with that stuff. And it's just like, yo, I'll go into the men's dressing room and do whatever the fuck I want to do. Because, like, Lucky is saying, I'm going to do what the fuck I want
to
do.
I'm going to give a shout out to Aaliyah, rest in peace, because she started off for me. I was like, oh, look, come on, she got loose pants. Kidneys get loose.
Right. That shit crazy, but see, that's what I'm saying. We gotta empower our people. Hey, like, do what you gotta do for
them. But I wasn't like y'all. I had plaid shirts. My granddaddy had passed away when I was 11, and he always used to wear plaid shirts.
So they started with the plaid.
So I had his plaid shirts and my dad's plaid shirts.
I went through your phase with the plaid too, boy. That motherfucker used to be buttoned all the way up, and I used to hang in Tampa for a while there, and they used to joke the fuck out of me. Nigga, unbutton your shirt. The fuck you going on a job interview?
Oh, wait.
Okay, essay.
You know what that is, though, right?
What?
You probably didn't even put this together. That was you being uncomfortable with your breasts.
No, I don't like looking.
That was that's uncomfortable with the breasts.
No. Have you ever been to South Florida?
When you undo the top, the little buttons.
Hell no. Have you ever been to Florida? Them niggas, they have a polo. Florida. They keep they look sloppy as hell. No. I'm a neat motherfucker.
Why didn't you button your shirt all the way to the top?
Because up here up north, we button our polos.
My titties are bigger than yours, and mine was always clean. I never wanted the dudes looking at my titties. You know, it was. Even on the bus, because the bus jump, and
they still look at me.
My trainer, every day, I try to ask him before I come in about these titties. I say, which bra do I need to wear? Because if I do any motherfucking jump squat, a titty go up and one go down. And it's just,
now Tree's got a concussion.
Then I got
a concussion. Not a concussion.
I gotta remember what the girl said. She said earlier on the TikTok, she said, I got a pretty kitty with pretty titties. That's what she said on the fucking TikTok.
Hey, that's what's up, though.
See, y'all got me off top. I can't even get my shit together.
What's the next double standard?
No. So we going in. Go ahead.
You a double standard.
How am I a double standard?
Teresa's a double standard. Tell us Lord, again. You already know what subject I'm bringing up.
What you bringing?
Stud for stud.
Oh, no.
The double standard. Are two studs not women? Are they not both women? Come on, Grandpa. Don't turn your neck.
Listen, I'm going to say this shit. I'm going to make this shit real motherfucking clear.
She's with it. Somebody come
to each its own, because to each its own, because you know I have much love and respect, like I'm trying to teach these straight women, for any of my sisters who choose to love the same stud to stud. I
revert
can't even
back
say
to
it.
Episode one and see what she really said.
And the shit ain't for me is what I'm trying to say here. It's not for me, but if it's for you, it's for you. But to be politically correct, for me,
some black Donald Trump right now.
No. I don't like it. And I will say that in the last couple of months and you know time that. I've had conversations with, though, like, it was funny that the other TikTok was that about when you come out of the bathroom as a stud and your titties is out, right?
Oh, that's the one you watched, too? She was like, I don't know, wrap the towel around my waist, or wrap it around my top, do I let my titties stag out, do I put my sports bra on, how do I do this?
So, beach towel and cover all of that.
So my thing is that, my friends are trying to teach me that, like you said, women love women.
There you go.
So it's the thing is that I have to start to conceptualize that, you know, under these baggy clothes are the breasts, the pretty kitty, and the pretty titties. And so they can
say,
love it.
Some of these doms be better stacked than femmes.
I almost got the fuck up.
You can throw up all you want to.
Call me a double standard, damn it, because I can't do this shit.
Listen. So one of the things that I have noticed about my own personal life is I like dating older women. I like that for the reason that they are least likely, in my opinion, to think about like the gender roles.
Okay.
Because my experience, so again, reverting back to the dating site situation.
So how do you feel about gender roles?
It was a thing. Like, okay. For me, it's this is what it is. I remember, okay, so a couple things. On the dating sites, I've seen a lot of women, like on their profile, their main thing is like, oh, one of the questions was, what is an ideal date for me? Mm-hmm. And they would be like, oh, where my partner plans out a whole day and just tells me to show up. And then a couple of women I was conversing with, and it was always like, oh, when are you going to take me out on a date? And I remember one girl, I was like, well, I like to be wine and dine. She was like, but ain't that what you supposed to do? First of all, she got blocked
for
that.
What I'm supposed to do.
She got blocked for that part.
What I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, what you post, the pose got her blocked. Well, X'd. But then the fact that she said that was going to get her knocked anyway.
Yeah. Double standards.
Like, yeah, it's like, why do I have to take you out?
So, Heather, would you date it on?
Lucky just really wants us to just sell our asses to these dogs. I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, just say it. Would you date a dom?
I would not date a dom.
You would not date a dom.
I wouldn't not date a dom.
Oh, you would not date a dom.
I would not date a dom.
Okay, so she would date a dom, but you wouldn't date a dom.
What the fuck is going on? I thought we was on the same fucking team.
We all on the same team.
We're not on the same team. Read what she's saying.
I'm saying I wouldn't not. I'm as in
the bitch SMC.
That you know what, nigga? Don't knock it till you try.
Listen,
I'll try anything twice.
You fight so hard. You fight so hard for the society to see you as not only men and women being right. So you don't want people to say, oh, two lesbians, y'all some dykes, y'all wrong.
It ain't about that.
But no, it is. Cause listen,
what am I attracted to? It's what am I attracted to?
I'm talking to this one. Cause you know, she a little off.
I know, love.
At the end of the day, you saying, hey, don't be, society don't be biased. I can love who I want to love. But now we got to go to gender roles. Cause hey, if you gay and you dress like a boy, then you better do the stuff that a man do. If you gay and you dress like a girl, then you better do the shit that a woman do.
Damn.
At the end of the day,
you know something? Let me shut you up real quick.
And y'all got titties and coochies.
Listen, it's you, I'm not gonna say that.
It's what you're attracted to.
I'm not gonna put nobody's business out there. But I was scarred. It's what I'm trying to say.
What
to
you was scarred
to?
What
was
you was scarred?
Here we go. The first time that I witnessed.
What was the first time? Was it my situation?
I witnessed this girl the stud on stud action. It's
was it my situation?
It scarred and scared me at the same time.
Was it my situation?
Was it that whole motherfucking football team that scarred and scared me. Listen, from ever being able to
me.
Lucky loves women.
I'm learning that. I just told you my friends are trying to teach me to, you know, to enjoy my body. So let me get back to the towel situation. So as I come out the bathroom.
She's like, oh, fuck that.
So as I'm supposed to come out the bathroom naked, and somebody said, you know, they enjoy looking at my breasts. And mind you, I do not like my breasts. I wish I could get them cut off.
Whoa, on a football team?
No.
Lucky likes your breasts.
No. Fuck no.
That's my fucking son.
You know what? I'm fucking with you.
This shit is about to be over 34 minutes. Hey, is it 34 fucking minutes?
Hold up. Let's set the record straight. That's my son.
I don't give a fuck.
I would never look at her titties.
I'm getting up out of here,
You're my nigga. You gonna leave me hanging?
Don't touch me.
She's contagious. She's gonna get further.
She the one talking about smacking you in your butt.
And I feel more vulnerable right now.
I have never looked at you like that.
So as I keep trying to say, you fucking gays. I keep trying to say that.
You fucking gay.
I keep trying to say to you guys
I thought we were all gay.
That I'm being taught to like that. My breasts can be enjoyed, and I should not like them, or I should not hide them, because as a lesbian, we are taught we should enjoy the parts of a woman. And so I guess, like, I was getting back to my point with the stud on stud, is that, like I said, under these baggy clothes and under these masculine presenting clothes, is that there is a woman's body under there. So I can understand that that some studs would like to be with other studs, and I cannot be judgmental. And that was a part of my growth of doing this show, is to not be as judgmental. So,
congratulations for being open.
So you're not gonna face bump me because she said I like your titties.
No, because this is amazing.
I mean, I meant like you like titties.
John, bring my jacket.
No,
here,
but
please.
You said I shit like is getting her weird. Titties.
Bring
I meant yo, in general. You like
I don't
titties.
Even look at Patrice as having titties.
I'm good.
Neither does she.
She's a whole nigga.
If you some shit go wrong here, John, you got me. I'm here.
She's way too masculine. What you say? Masculine presenting. That's a whole nigga over there.
Anyways, let's get back on fucking topics.
Well, to clarify also, I wouldn't not, meaning I'm not attracted to dominant women, but I don't know if I will ever be attracted to a dominant woman. And I'll try anything twice.
Yeah, okay.
You try anything twice.
Because the first time you're nervous.
Not once.
And then the next time it's like, twice. Maybe I was nervous.
No.
Maybe I need a couple
next
more
topic. Heather was bringing up a very valid point that, you know, there's a double standard with who should take who on a date first. And so I think that we as lesbians, we create those double standards because of the gender roles. Because we are the most masculine presenting person in a relationship. That feminine women start to think that we should do all of those traditional steps as we should initiate the first date. We should do those things. We should propose. We should be the one to propose. We should, you know, always take care of the household. I had on here, it was another TikTok. I'm starting to like this TikTok shit. We'll never get an account, but it's good. Is that just because we are masculine presenting women and we might be a little, you know, dominant, don't mean that we need to be lifting motherfucking refrigerators on our backs
and
shit.
Shit.
And so the thing said, you better call your old bull-legged ass brother and your Uncle Lou to come get these motherfucking refrigerators and sofas. And I mean, and that's up to that person's discretion, because I do like lifting and moving, and I'm
you
right.
Remember the time Jen gave us those bears to move her house?
Don't fucking traumatize
gave you
me.
A bear.
I cannot fucking.
She bought us like a case of beer and we moved her whole house.
And she hadn't packed nothing. We packed football. And moved the whole motherfucker.
She talked that morning. She's like, "Oh, can y'all come help us move?" And I'm thinking we about to maybe move a couch or a bed. We had to pack
and move at the same fucking time.
See, y'all had all of the bad stuff. I remember Margaret.
Oh no!
I remember to pick us up in the limo. You remember that? We went bowling in the limo.
Margaret took good care.
Yes, she did.
Wherever you are in this world, Margaret.
Nice cookouts.
Just call me. I'm flying to see you.
Nice cookouts always.
That was the definition of a bag. She had a bag.
So, so what you were talking about, women who have expectations or thoughts that we should fulfill the gender roles of men. Yeah. I think. From my experience, again, we're talking about it from our own experiences and our opinions. I think that a lot of the younger girls or a lot of women too don't know why they like women.
I can agree.
They don't know why. So it's like they don't know that they're just trying to replace a man. You want a pretty person to be your man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like. Women. Some women say they're gay. What?
And look, to your point, 1 second, to have this point. We hear the women who say, as soon as a man break their heart, here they go saying, I should go date a female.
They're not real lesbians.
Exactly. But that's what we say. But how do we really distinguish that? It takes so much time nowadays to distinguish and to determine if they are real lesbians, because I think that the double standard for me, in my opinion, is that any woman I've ever dated, she was allowed to flirt and dance and have relations with, or get to almost have relations with another feminine woman, whether she was a feminine lesbian or a straight woman, when we at the bars and shit like that. So,
but you can't have a dominant man.
No. But I don't even want to get that yet. One second. So to your point, is just that I think that women are fluid. I think that whether you're heterosexual or lesbian, I think that women are very fluid in their sexuality. So sometimes it can be hard to distinguish if they are a true lesbian or not, or do they just like the breasts and the ass and stuff like that.
So, you use the word fluid, I'll use the word fickle.
And I use the word fun. Fickle.
And I use the word sneak dick.
Today I want this. Hey, yo, that's a whole nother combo.
Sneak licking. Sneak licking and sneak dicking.
No,
shout
out
to
things.
Maya. Do y'all want me to define this?
I know what Maya's in.
Maya told us about that sneak dicking.
What I'm saying to you is that fickle. Women are fickle. One minute they want this, next minute they want that.
Yeah.
If you find yourself a lesbian, then they don't. Most of the time, a female lesbian is not fickle.
Right.
She wants a woman. She's into women. She'll do anything sexually with a woman. Majority of the time, they don't even really need you to pipe them, but they'll take it if you're going to give it. At the end of the day, then you find these other chicks.
The gray areas.
Well, I call them greyhounds.
Oh, wow.
Because they go from stop to stop.
I'm going to write that down.
So
I'm
just saying. A greyhound. Sneak dicking and greyhounds.
Sneak licking.
Is she sneak dicking on the greyhound?
But you know, when you go to when you go to races, the dogs that race are greyhounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they running from dudes.
Yeah.
So they run right to
a woman, into the arms of a woman.
Right.
That's probably about.
You know why? You know why, though? Let's talk about it. Because women are naturally
nurturing.
Nurturing.
Emotional,
soft.
Yeah.
So it's more.
Our sex is better.
It's more secure.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not satisfying. It's not what they really want.
Because it goes back to those traditional norms of like financial reasons. Because I know so many women that.
I'm not paying no bitch bills unless we live together.
Well, what I'm saying is there's
sorry,
so many
I'm
women.
A lot right now.
See? It's a good topic because it hits home with us, because so many times is that women coming to us, those greyhounds, they come to us with those traditional values and those traditional mindsets that the man or the masculine presenting person takes care of home, pays the bills, they're supposed to be catered to. My stylist just said the other day to me, she said basically that a man can't fall short with her. Get your shit together before you come to her. It really took me back, because I'm saying, but yet so many times women come to us falling short or lose a job or don't have a job but still expect us to upkeep them, to upkeep the house, to upkeep the children, because we present as women. I mean, we present as masculine or men. I feel bad for men too.
They come to us broken. They come to us broken and want us to fix and maintain
everything.
Them.
Yeah, and that shit is not fair, just because, and I come from a traditional household, but my dad and my grandfather and all those things, and some of those things are instilled in me. So I do continue to have them in my life as me being a protector and a provider. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was in a relationship for a very long time with someone who did not provide, who did not meet me or reciprocate 50%, nowhere near. So I knew from that moment on, once I left that relationship, that just because I'm a dominant presenting woman does not mean that I have to take on those traditional values, and that the person I need to be with is someone that can either meet me, be above me, or it has to be equal in some way. Because I'm not doing that double standard shit just because I gotta wear baggy clothes.
I'm not your man.
My nostrils is flared like Heather's in the last episode.
I was like, this
shit triggered me.
I had to tell a chick the other day. I said, yo, why are you dating chicks? Like, I said, I dug chicks worse than men. That's out of here.
Yeah, that's true. And then they go back. The dice worse than the men. This, that, and the other. And I hate that word. Just want to say, that's what they say a lot of times.
But at the end of the day, here's the thing. When I dog a chick, it's because you already come into the door with this, like y'all say, this whole gender norm thing. And that don't work for me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, babe, you running from that? I'm running from that with you. We outside together. And unless we doing rock, paper, scissors, I don't know who fitting to get that out the house. Because I ain't.
Yeah. And that's what I think that, like, it has to have those conversations of, like, you know, what your gender norms are. Yeah.
teamwork.
What your gender norms are and your relationship norms are before you get into these relationships with these people. Because, of course, I'm going to try to take out the trash first. But that's because I was raised that way. And that's because I choose to say I'm taking out the trash or I'm going to do certain things. But my stuff is more so the financial stuff. I feel like it needs to be equal. And that I'm just not sitting here for you to just fucking just run my motherfucking
bank account.
Be the wife.
I got to pay the mortgage, but you pay the cable bill.
Yeah, no, no, no.
All right, so listen, though. And maybe that's just me being who I am. I'm all right with that.
That's what I'm saying. It's up to your discretion, but don't come into it with saying you don't have to work or something like that.
But that's how you got to get to know your mate. Get to know who you're talking to.
That conversation has to be had because I stand firm and because
when I'm ready to put you out, I don't want you to say you paying this mortgage.
Shit. That's my shit too. That's my shit.
That's me.
That
messed up?
No. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer, especially if I feel like you might not be the one.
Lucky, just when I think that you are going in one direction, you make a sharp U-turn.
I want 1000% agree with you on that.
But
one.
I like it though. I like
this
how
is the
you.
Real. Don't pay my mortgage. You go. Because
I want your ass to go. Because
when you leave, you can take your little Comcast, Verizon,
whatever the fuck it is.
T-Mobile gone.
Your three black trash bags.
And me and BG&E and my mortgage would be just fine.
Exactly.
Like I can get Comcast. Get out.
So
of
I had a conversation with a young lady. She's 24 years old. She lives with her girlfriend. They've been together for a long time, and we talk a lot. And she says, I still like to get dick from men because it's real. I don't let my girl strap on me.
Listen.
That's what she said. And I was like, so are you gay? She was like, yeah, I'm gay. But I mean, like, I like getting dick.
How are you gay?
I sat there
that
and I was
bisexual.
Like, you know what?
Bisexual.
I didn't. My chest got hot, but I was like, you know what?
Get us a picture.
Let's ask some
questions.
She's
going in Webster's Dictionary and the sneak dick.
Webster's Dictionary.
Dictionary and the sneak dicking. She is the face of sneak dicking.
Wait,
she wants
sneak dicking. So wait, so wait, wait, wait. Mm-hmm. Hold, wait. So, she got a chick.
Dom.
They live together. She a femme, right?
Yes, she's a femme.
Bet. And she is sexually active with her woman.
Yes.
But when she wants some
she
penis,
don't want her to strap up. She won't let
she
her strap
She want her
on.
Woman to eat her cooch.
Do all of
play
that.
With some scissoring. Scissor,
and she'll
scissor.
Do her too.
And then when she, okay. And then when she want to get, she go to a regular dude. And
to
get,
a regular dude.
And get some yam in.
And get that.
So, let's talk about it. So that girl sucking dick is what you're saying to me. Because if a penis is going up in there while you eating, and then you go home and you
is
some.
Is the Dom okay with it?
What? Does she know?
Does she know?
I don't know. I need to follow up with her.
We need to find out because that is disgusting. Because that means the Dom is sucking dick. I don't care how you I don't care how you swindle that.
The Dom is sucking dick, or the Dom might be taking dick too by somebody else. They might be both sneak dicking.
They both sneak dicking.
Well, here's the thing. So we had a conversation, and I like to talk. Yeah, I like to talk to different people. I like talking to strangers. I do. So she was talking about how they were going out of town, and she was like, "Oh, I'm buying a strap for her. I'm gonna let her do it when we got to town." And I'm like, "So it's a special occasion,
Heather?
Ain't me.
Listen, we're going to go back to this because I want her to come back on. We need to get more information from her. But this brings us to my very. This is another one that's gonna make my nostrils flare.
I can't wait a week.
Listen,
I need to know.
This is a fucking double standard right here.
Oh, we got another one? Okay.
Clear my throat on this one. Do not ask me to get a new strap just because you're a new person in my life. Because for the certain women.
That's why we have dishwashers.
So one second. For certain women who used to take that damn dick. For who used to take dick, you ain't ever asked that nigga.
The dishwasher safe. These bitches. I don't put my dish.
You supposed to boil a dildo.
Damn,
you don't
boil it before that.
You don't put no dildo in no goddamn.
You anyways, I put mine in the dishwasher. When I first get it, it's soft.
Hey, yo, what the hell?
I don't use my dishwasher. I don't use my dishwasher for dishes. I never put dishes in my dishwasher.
You boil it. You don't put it in the dishwasher. Heather, please go home and boil your dick.
So listen, and it really bothers me for women who I've dealt with who used to take dick. If you was taking dick from Johnny and Joe, I don't care if you was 16 or you was motherfucking 25, you ain't asked Johnny and Joe to go get no motherfucking new dick. Mm. You barely know if the nigga washed his balls that day. So don't ever come to me and ask me.
So I guess it's gonna be me again.
You ain't ever asked me to get no, don't ask me to get no new strap. Why it's
not?
Up to my discretion if I want to get a new one.
So let me ask you a question then. Let's just, wait. Because, I mean, this is a podcast. This is what happens. So, if you showed up at a chick's house and it's a chick you fucking with and she's like, oh, yeah, I mean, daddy, come on, daddy, let's do it, right? Boom. Mm-hmm. And you pull up your shit, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no. And she go and enjoy and give you one. Will you use it?
Hell no.
So you went and strap up a dick that she brought for herself.
No, that's my next point is that. Absolutely. Just, look on this paper. My paper
says. See, listen, here's the difference between you and Johnny. Johnny was born with his, and I don't have a choice but to deal with what Johnny got. You can go buy you a new one, or I can help you and go buy one for myself.
Unless it's a serious relationship, then we can go buy
one. You're not finna stick nothing in me that you done stuck in other chicks.
So wait a sec. Wait a sec, look. So how many women have you dealt with that bring out that old stank, raggedy-ass vibrator that they done had through relationship, and try to put it on you? You don't know who
I ain't never had no girl put no damn vibrator on me. Shit. Listen, Treece, okay, since you want to go there, Treece, I like penetration. I own my own dick. If I'm messing with somebody, they strapping mine. If you don't want to, you can get the hell out.
Okay,
that's fine. No questions, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, everybody is responsible for their own vagina. If I'm not comfortable not knowing who you've had sex with that, and I say, hey, this is mine. That's mine. I know who had it.
So you'd be cool with using someone that if she.
But what if she used up with everybody? Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you with a woman and she wants you to strap up on her and she's like, here, use mine, would it matter if somebody else used it on her before?
Exactly.
Somebody else used it.
Here's my jockstrap, Lucky.
Wait. Hold on then. So if you're saying that you have a problem, it's your strap. Just hear me. I'm not talking about your strap. Your strap is your strap.
Your harness is your harness.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dick part.
If somebody else used it.
It doesn't have to touch you.
No.
Not all of them touch you. And if it's clean, if it's been boiled, what you saying? Listen, I don't mean no harm. I need some Fems. Hey Fems, I need y'all to write in the comments how you feel about this. Please, because I'm telling you,
DM us.
That I'm not sleeping with nobody. You're not gonna screw me with what you already had.
If you got a problem with that,
then we can go to the store together and purchase something new.
You getting bowling alley dick or whatever because bowling alley shoe dick.
All right, bet. Virgo said you need a new one every time.
What about a condom?
That's what I'm saying. Come on, it's protected. It's not.
So now we put latex on top of it.
Yes, the fuck I have. I've had to get the non-latex. I'm not talking to them for the rest of the show.
I'm just gonna sit here in silence.
This some bullshit.
Something's wrong with these people. Can y'all save me? YouTube, please write in the comments if you feel as though it's okay. Apple Podcasts, whoever's listening, please tell me that you feel as though that you would let somebody show up and screw you with something that they could have been screwing anybody with.
With my gray sweatpants on. You damn right. Slanging.
No.
Listen. Thank you. And a lot of them take it. And no. Now listen, I will say this. No. If we're dating steady.
If whatever woman gets that, I don't want to talk to her.
They don't be fucking knowing. I put the magic on her. They just right about if I'm going to get that thing right. If it's going good. Don't judge me because I'm going to get a phone call. So
what a woman lets you do, she'll let anybody else do.
I expect her to. She's a grown-ass woman.
You know what? At this point.
She's a grown-ass woman.
Next podcast, we doing kits.
You know what, though? So the thing is.
You're not going to do like,
if I'm just fucking you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to come with my own. Whatever. Yeah. But if we.
We're in a relationship. I'm going to get a new one.
We're going to go do this. We can go get a new one together.
But I'm talking, I know that it's getting serious. I gotta know.
The part that's killing me is not the part that you're saying. If you show up with it and she. I'm asking you that if you show up. Uh-huh. And this young lady say, hey, look. No disrespect to you, but I don't know. I need you to answer this question. And she say, I don't know where your strap been, but I have my own straps weight that I like to be used on me. Mm-hmm. This is my preference. And she say, here, you're telling me even we could go boiling in the kitchen if you got concerned.
And see, this my problem with that because
are y'all letting these girls strap me and my man's
is one. So therefore, I can't just throw anything on it.
I'm not okay with this.
I can't just like John making me look just like you know your man's and you know how your man's work, correct? This is our engineer.
Hey, look.
And he know how his man's work. What? So therefore, it's just like, I know how my man's
work. Okay, hold on. John, you better come here.
I got the one with the curve.
Okay, listen, hold up. But John was born with his man's.
So it's very different. So a woman's pH
Hey, get on a microphone so we make sure we get you.
Just
grab the mic and we can hear you. You feel me? But this is crazy because if you can work your man's, you can work any man's.
No.
Your stroke is your stroke.
No, that's not your stroke.
You gotta be realistic though. If I'm used to a longer stroke and you bust it out long,
I can't deal with this shit.
And then if you got the big old,
can you hit me?
Yeah. Come on. What you saying?
So I think you gotta be careful with that. So a woman's vagina is very delicate.
Mm-hmm, pH balance.
So for example, it's a very different between a dick and a piece of plastic, glass, or something like that.
Yeah.
So you can wash your dick.
Right.
Even if you wash a piece of plastic, it still can be a reaction. It can be a reaction to a dick too.
Who's fucking with plastic? But anyway, okay.
I'm just saying whatever. I don't
lambskin.
Whatever it is.
Artificial.
But
yeah.
Silicone.
I just still think you got to give credence to the pH.
Okay, right, but I am a woman, so therefore I clean my strength, everything.
But that's the difference between. It doesn't sound like you reference it as a toy, though. It sounds like you reference it as a part of you.
Okay. Because she is referencing it as in.
So if it's a toy, what would you do with a toy? But if you're not referencing it as a toy, and it's a part of you, but still, even if I'm a man, a woman a lot of times says, you need to take a shower before we have sex.
Yes, very much so.
Go boil that real quick.
Yeah. So, but my thing is, it's back and forth. But I'm one thing for sure. Let me say this: is that I do not use my strap all the time. I'm not a big strap person. I'm not whipping out every 5 seconds. None of that shit. So I don't use it as much. But when I have a steady partner who does like it, I do make sure that I do all the things to make sure she's clean because I know just how delicate the vagina
exactly.
is. But at the same time, her point is that you can just if somebody give you a new dick to put on or something like that. Oh, hey, no, you're very much so drunk.
But
as a man,
but let me ask you a question. Though, that's going inside of them.
Thank
right?
you.
Right.
It's enough.
So when it's going, that's the only thing though. I do think whatever is going inside of somebody's body, you gotta let them lead.
Right.
That.
That's like if you go to a girl house and the girl was allergic to latex.
Okay.
And you like to fuck with a latex.
But she knows what her body can.
Right. But what if he don't like the skins? But he gonna use it because he want the pussy.
Yeah.
And the girl is telling you that this is what you gotta do.
Whoever's receiving the dick is in charge.
Say that again.
That is true.
I got you.
I would say that I know you're a dom, but from a man's perspective. I know that's the rule. Like you walk into
the
a
pussy
whatever the woman
the
says, you're doing what she says.
The pussy
I'm not that pressed. I'm not that pressed.
The power of one.
Oh wow.
I'm not
okay.
That pressed.
Right.
Why? I'm not that pressed. But so we're gonna make a compromise because
that's why
I have
Treece
to be
get
comfortable.
Done, try to
I gotta
fly.
Be comfortable one with what I'm using, and I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Let's clarify. Okay.
So, hold on.
Get
out of here. So
from
a straight man's perspective, that's okay. Very interesting that you say that because
right.
Those are emotions that we are not allowed to have.
Yep, exactly.
So I don't know where you fall. That's where the double standards come in because
yeah.
If you treat like a man, you're gonna do whatever the woman say.
Right.
It is.
Within the dom community, I don't know. Is it different rules?
I get to have a say in that. And that goes into what to stay right here, just stay right here real quick. 2 seconds.
So answer that though. Answer my second part.
What is it?
What if it's a brand new penis that she gave you?
That's the point I was saying. Like if she
what if it's brand new?
I don't know.
I'm cool with that. If it's brand new, if it's in the package and it's brand new.
We had to have the conversation. It ain't just
if she say, look, I really like it and I really want me and you to do this thing, but
yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, so then why y'all can't shop for it? This the
no,
bullshit.
No, we can shop for it together. No, we can shop for it together.
So I got some ignorance for y'all because it's from a straight man perspective, right? So if you're a dominant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking on those gender roles or those stereotypes of a man or are you creating your own new rules?
We trying to create our own new rules.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's how you were born, how you were raised. That's how I
but
say.
Also you got to understand as a man... sexuality isn't fluid, so you can't make a lot of sex decisions in sex.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to bring up. The point with Heather situation.
You know what?
A situation happened, and it was somebody text her and said, "Had that ass here. Bring that ass here."
And I took my ass.
And
there.
She took her ass there, right?
I would do so.
Exactly. Me too. Right. Me too.
I would
right?
not.
But my thing is that. So. Yeah. But on the other hand of that is that I've had situations where as though you bring that ass here happens, but when I text and I say, bring that ass here. You're not who being you considerate of my feelings. You're making me feel like a piece of meat. That happens. Then it's a matter of disrespect. Oh, you disrespecting me. You're not treating me.
Because you a nigga.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's
what, true.
Because that's what I'm saying. That goes to that double standard, those gender roles. If we're lesbian, then we get to make our own norms and our own
roles. So you're saying being lesbian, we can operate emotionally in the femininity part always?
We can.
So
we
there's the masculinity.
No, you cannot.
That's hard.
It's hard, but at the same time,
not cannot. Even being a part of the community, because I don't want to offend nobody. But it's like you assuming those dominant, masculine things. That's what comes with being a man. Sometimes,
exactly.
But that's the thing. I'm not trying to be a man.
But that's you, where I'm. And that's I understand
is.
That. Then.
And see, that's what it's. That's because I'm a dominant presenting.
I don't
woman.
Want. I'm not trying,
I'm not
to, be
trying
a man.
To be a man. I say this all the time. Mm. I am not trying to. All be
right,
a man.
All right. So the next podcast, we're going to go through the difference between a man and a dom.
We can.
That's
go
a
ahead.
Great. That's
Let's
a
do
great
it.
Topic.
Listen,
I would love
listen,
to
listen. Next podcast is the difference between a man and a dom, because I guarantee you the only difference between a man and a dom is the fact that you're born. He's born with his penis and you went.
Not here.
Because at the
not
end
here.
Of the day,
I
look,
can't agree.
Not
with
here.
That.
Listen,
I can't agree with
not
that.
Here.
Listen.
I'm gonna step out on that. I want to hear that because I'm from a straight man perspective, these are the questions we have.
That's what it looks. That's what it looks like. That's what it presents.
And that's why we have this podcast here, so we can clarify all of that. Because just because I wear clothes and I get strap on a dick, don't mean I want to be a man. I respect.
Yeah, but see that's. How
and
you
I
carry
yourself. And listen. And I pay and as a strong black queen. I pay respect to any man who's a true man and on this earth. I will always respect you all. And I come with you all and I say to you all, I'm never trying to be who you are ever.
Right.
That's just
but
like,
that's you
that's
though.
Just, but that's,
but
just
that's
like,
you though. That's just like take the touch me nots. A touch me not don't want you touch their titties.
What's
they
a
don't
touch
want
me
you.
Not?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
A touch me not is a dom.
He was not engineer for
it's
the
really,
show.
It's really a butch. You feel me? A butch.
Okay.
They don't want. They don't.
I would never say that.
No, you can say butch.
Okay.
It's not a bad word. Bitch is a bad word. Dyke is a bad word, but butch is not.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So a butch is basically a girl who puts herself like a male, who don't want you to touch her titties, don't want you to touch her pussy or nothing. She throw dick. She eat the pussy. She fuck the girl. She don't
That's
want nothing
it.
In return. That's a nigga. And you ain't finna tell me that ain't a nigga.
No,
and unfortunately,
I'm not talking about
no, I know you're not. But
dumb.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for that, because that is what most of these dudes see and think that doms are.
Right.
Because
right.
a lot of these chicks carry themselves like that.
Right.
You automatically are going to fall into
well,
that loop.
And that's exactly
that's
why.
It.
That's what
you
I was
in a conversation
yeah,
with
that
me,
is true,
and that's right. why I want straight people to listen to this podcast, because we gotta stop being ignorant and having those stereotypes.
Then
in
we
our
need.
Minds.
Then we need to have a conversation on what is the difference.
Okay, we can have a conversation.
So a dom does not want to be a man.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
No.
That's why we have
we're
the different categories.
We're all considered doms here.
No, okay. I'm not.
Well, she's very
she's
lucky.
She just touched me a lot.
But
I ain't no dom.
But we what? Just saying that it's differences and classifications between
the
two.
So I think that's a misconception
you,
for the
what,
I think the straight community
say?
Has. Whereas that you think doms
yeah.
all want to be
what,
men. That's not true.
Up, yeah.
Okay, what would I say what?
What would you consider yourself to be?
If I wake up tomorrow and I decide I want to put on tight pants and a tight shirt, that's what the hell I'm going to do.
Okay, Lucky's
hold on. One topic I do want y'all to touch on. Like, I might not be here, but y'all can touch on it, though. So, a lot of what y'all talk about as women, being a homosexual, bisexual, whatever you are, you think men can have the same conversations?
No.
And you should be able to, but
that's what I said.
We're gonna catch that next podcast.
That's the whole. If y'all can figure that out, I will listen to that shit. Because
we'll be here next week.
Double standards again.
Double standards again.
Just like what you said.
Me and my wife always talk about, because she was talking about, we about to have a kid, and she was just talking about how sexuality is not fluid in the masculine.
No, it's not.
And male,
not at all.
So a lot of men. You can't be a little gay.
No, not at all. You either
gay
or you gay.
And even as men, I would even say I've been guilty of if somebody's, you know, a little feminine,
yep.
we quickly just to push them all.
Yeah.
But sometimes it might just
that's
be, hey.
Right. They might be just a little more feminine.
It might have just happened.
And you know what? And this is where we're going to end this at. And this is the problem that I have with this bullshit is that we're so fast to emasculate a man, right? About his sexuality. But think about the vast majority of the last 20 years of this country, who raised men?
Woman.
Okay. So do we not think that a man would kind of be a little more feminine? Then I can go chemistry on you all and think about all of the fucking steroids that are put into our food for in our impoverished communities that do affect the biological makeup of men and women to make them men a little more feminine. That's why, hence why within the 80s when we wore baggy pants to where now our men wear really tight jeans because of the genetic makeup has altered or has been changed.
But also, one thing I'll say is, we talked about this on our podcast, on Sister Reeves, shameless plug.
Yes.
Women, it's unfair that women have been able to define masculinity.
Say that.
Men don't define masculinity. And as soon as we try to define it,
Wait, whoa. I'm going to have to disagree.
No. Men don't define masculinity. Women define masculinity.
I agree with you.
I agree.
Because as soon as we say what is masculine, a woman will tell you what is not masculine. Because a lot of times
women... Do we have time to go into
this? No, we don't have time. But a lot of times a woman...
I totally disagree.
Okay, I want to disagree with you on that.
Next time, when we have this next podcast, you make sure you say...
Look into every facet of life and realize, you'll realize more and more like, oh, damn. You know how it's like a woman empowerment movement? It's a lot of what's in that movement is defining what masculinity is.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's actually the opposite. If anything, men have determined what is feminine.
I think it's both.
I would say it's a little bit of both. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I
would say it's both.
The whole objective of men not being emotional, that comes from men. Yo, man, boy, shut up, boy, because men don't cry.
Would you not say woman perpetuate it?
No.
Bring it.
Let's talk next time.
But then in the instance has been when you do have men trying to define masculinity, it's they're looking at as you're a male chauvinist.
I also think this is another thing we talk about in our podcast. It's all black men. I think sometimes I hate this is a hot take, but we get the rap for some of the patriarchy white men put
on.
Of the patriarchy that white men put on a black woman.
Western civilization.
A lot of this shit, we've been getting demasculated from the jump too.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know. They've been trying to figure out ways to make black men gay
and
different things. And nothing's wrong with gay, but they're doing it so that they can make their masculinity more strong.
I would completely and totally agree with you on that aspect.
Okay.
But I also want to say this. At some point, you can't keep saying, and I'm not trying to be smart.
No, go ahead,
you can't keep saying, this is what this is, and this is how it got this way, and this is this person's fault. At some point, it's time for y'all to stand up, take accountability for what's going on, and change it. So if people aren't going to change it, there's no point in dwelling on it.
True. And to add on to that is, I think it has to stop being divisiveness.
Yep.
So like, if you black, in the black community, I just talk about the black community because that's how I'm black. So in the black community, we got to stop the masculine energy is just as important as the feminine energy. Yeah. We got to honor both. What happens is we don't honor each other. And we fighting each other. We really messing it up for the whole. That the black family, like even if I see a lesbian couple with kids, I think that's still black family.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need. We need more black family, regardless what your gender or your makeup is.
Real quick, I heard something the other day about the Black Panthers and all of the movements back in the day. It was the black family that funded those type of movements. And so, what did the white man do? Create welfare, create all of those things, and create drugs in the community to separate the black family, because now it goes from a two parent household to a one parent household to just being on welfare, and there's no money extra to give to those movements.
The problem is we don't see it as a setup. We see it as a come up, and that's the issue. Even what I do at work, like you got people who will say, like, there's no cap, there's no limit. You can get on Section 8, and there is no limit for when you get off.
Nope.
So you sit down.
Generational Section 8.
You sit down.
Scary.
Exactly. Yeah. You sit down. The Latrobe projects. You paying $13 for rent.
Yeah.
You make more money than me.
It's Lambos.
And nobody's telling you to move. So here's the problem. The problem is you took something that was temporary assistance and made it permanent.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's a problem. And then you don't realize that, hey, the whole point and purpose. I don't know how y'all see life, but this is how I see it. The whole point and purpose is to leave inheritance for your kids.
Yep.
To leave inheritance for your family.
If
you're going off of government assistance and you are living your whole life in welfare and your whole life in a project,
no generational
what
wealth.
Are you leaving no for your kids, wealth. For that your grandkids? You are leaving nothing.
Yeah, no generational nothing. Wealth. Yeah. If you look back to redlining in Baltimore, they stopped it. That's what broke the whole thing of like passing down houses and stuff from the or 50s and up. They stopped it with the redlining bullshit. We was not able to buy houses. That's why you'll see the gaps in people.
We can't even go to Black Wall Street if you want to go there.
All of that.
Okay, well, definitely, we know for a fact now that we are able to generate conversation and keep it going.
Oh, absolutely.
But today, we had a very special guest here.
No problem.
Yes. Shout out to our engineer, John.
Shout out to the man with the real penis.
Unsolicited. I was about to say something, but
Ayo, you can't. I had to make a funny at some point because that's what our homegirl said. Our homegirl said that's the real penis. It was about me. It was about what a friend said.
No. I was about to say
we need to have that. Finish that, girl.
We gonna bring her on here.
Yeah.
But no. Today was an amazing episode, and it just goes into so many more topics, and it's starting to show, you know, that we need to have those more in-depth conversations that's just not about relationships, love, sex, and life. But we got to get deep because we're impacted in all ways. And it shows into, like, the ignorance that is perpetuated upon us lesbians, especially the dominant lesbians from all other communities. And so the double standards, sadly, they will continue on. We can't solve all the problems in the world and let everybody know just how ignorant they are.
I think the first step to any issue is talking about it, bringing it out on the table,
addressing it, acknowledging it, and then addressing it. And if you all have any other things you want to talk about, for us to talk about, get on the show, whatever, definitely hit InTheDen_podcast, InTheDen247@gmail, TheLion_lifestyle for me,
Heather_RT,
Lucky2469. Also, we are in the den on Facebook.
Yeah.
And YouTube, definitely. Please like, comment, describe.
Yeah. Instagram.
Everything. So definitely. And it's tell a friend to tell a friend about this dope ass podcast. That's about to be the hashtag because we definitely need to get our viewers up because, like you've seen today, we got a lot of good shit to say. And so I appreciate you all. And we're out.
Feel free to let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, that too.
We're here for it.